science fiction writer, Arthur C. Clarke, once famously said, "Any significantly advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic." Dr. Harry Shum, Executive Vice President, Head of Microsoft's Artificial Intelligence and Research Group, expanded the statement to say any significantly advanced technology is invisible. I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes talking to you about Microsoft Cognitive Services. And before we get started, please roll the video.
I'm Saqib Sheikh. I lost my sight when I was 7. And shortly after that, I went to a school for the blind. And that's where I was introduced to talking computers. And that really opened up a whole new world of opportunities. I joined Microsoft 10 years ago as a software engineer. I love making things which improve people's lives. And one of the things I've always dreamt of since I was at university was this idea of something that could tell you at any moment what's going on around you.
I think it's a man jumping in the air doing a trick on a skateboard.
I teamed up with like-minded engineers to make an app which lets you know who and what is around you. It's based on top of the Microsoft Intelligence APIs, which makes it so much easier to make this kind of thing. The app runs on smartphones, but also on the Pivot Head smart glasses. When you're talking to a bigger group, sometimes you can talk and talk and there's no response and you think, is everyone listening really well? Or are they half asleep? And you never know.
I see two faces, 40-year-old man with a beard looking surprised, 20-year-old woman looking happy.
The app can describe the general age and gender of the people around me and what their emotions are, which is incredible. One of the things that's most useful about the app is the ability to read out text.
Hello, good afternoon. Here's your menu.
Great, thank you. I can use the app on my phone to take a picture of the menu, and it's going to guide me on how to take that correct photo.
Move camera to the bottom right and away from the document.
And then it'll recognize the text. Read me the headings.
I see appetizers, salads, paninis, pizzas, pastas.
Years ago, this was science fiction. I never thought it would be something that you could actually do. But artificial intelligence is improving at an ever faster rate. And I'm really excited to see where we can take this. As engineers, we're always standing on the shoulders of giants, building on top of what went before. And in this case, we've taken years of research from Microsoft Research to pull this off.
I think it's a young girl throwing an orange frisbee in the park.
For me, it's about taking that far-off dream and building it one step at a time. I think this is just the beginning.
Just at that moment, my machine locked, but Windows Hello to the rescue. So the work that Saqib is doing is incredible, and he's continuing to work on that Seeing API to create a product which is going to help many people around the world. Now, what this is using in the back end is the Cognitive Services APIs that were just demonstrated and talked by Satya and earlier in the day. So I thought I'd start off by having a look and seeing what type of sentiment analysis is out there based on Satya Nadella's trip to New Zealand. So what I'm doing here is using a news analytics based on the term Satya Nadella in New Zealand. And down the left-hand side here, you'll see a lot of keywords, and you'll see the overall sentiment of his visit based on what is being said is overwhelmingly positive, so sort of 92% positive. And what's happening behind the scenes for the developers in the room is that it's calling the APIs based on the services that we've got up on the machine. So if I have a look here, so if I just zoom in a little bit here, this is actually the Ubuntu. This is Bash on Windows, and I'm just using a little, using the curl script here to call ahead and to call against the sentiment API. So you'll notice down here it says, this is the best demo ever, you know, pretty positive comment, that one. And if I run this against the API, it's sending up my document, which contains the words, this is the best demo ever, and then it's going to return with some JSON based on the sentiment response. So it's gone away, it's processing that, and it's come back, and it said, if you have a look in here, that that's a 87 or 88% positive statement. If I was to say something quite simple, like this is actually the rather than best. Maybe it's the worst. And run that. It's going to, again, go away and detect the sentiment based on that statement. So this process is something that you can all use if you're looking and interested in sentiment. So for example, you might be writing a bot that is doing an automated response. And then if you're tracking the sentiment of how people are interacting with the bot, you might call the humans in when the overall sentiment is getting too negative based on frustration or engagement with your audience. The next thing I wanted to show you is a cross-platform application. So we saw earlier in the day when Vishesh was talking about Xamarin and creating these cross-platform apps. I've got a cross-platform application here that is using shared code between Xamarin on Android, iOS, and Windows Universal. I noticed we saw the Android emulator early today. At the Connect event in the US this morning, we also announced that Visual Studio 2017 has got an iOS emulator as well. So we'll be able to emulate both platforms. And if I have a look here, I've got my Samsung S7 plugged in. So it's showing up as a phone here that I can debug onto. So if I debug this application, it's now going to compile this application up and run it over on my phone. So I've got my phone over here. Someone's sending me a message. I don't know who that is. Hopefully it's not too important. And that's going to load up the application. So this
back
is
camera ready.
And if I was to turn the camera around, I look like from Queen or Bohemian Rhapsody. It's using the internet on my phone to go away and analyze that image and come back with a response. Hopefully we haven't saturated the Wi-Fi in the room.
I see a 37 years old man looking happy.
If I have a look at the, I've got a photo down here of my daughter when she was one and my, I think she was 94-year-old grandma at the time.
I see two people, a 92 years old woman looking happy, a 1 year old child looking happy.
It's pretty impressive stuff. And then over here, I've actually got a Raspberry Pi 3 running with a Sense hat on top, which is the LED display and the little toggle. This is running Windows 10 Core and also has the same application code deployed to it. So you'll notice over here, I've got a little camera plugged in and it's pointing down to a pair of scissors on the table. If I press this little button here, it's going to take a photo of the pair of scissors and hopefully respond of what it sees.
I'm not quite sure, but it could be a pair of blue scissors.
Wow, that's pretty good. It detected the color there as well. So try it on this one. So really what you're seeing is the ability to have
a pair of scissors.
The APIs be called through a whole range of different scenarios to come back with intelligence that can be enabled to help people's lives. So if I stop debugging this application and I load up the Windows 10 version.
Front camera ready.
So what we see here, this is the Windows 10 version of the app. What's it see? Internet's a bit slow at the moment. Not sure why.
I see a 34 years old man looking happy.
And if I try my Dracula mask.
I see a 50 years old man.
Let's try that again.
I see a 50 years old man.
Ooh. Hold it. So the lighting has changed from.
A 41 years old man looking happy.
There we go.
Holding a Dracula mask.
So I talked earlier about advanced technology being indistinguishable from magic. And what I showed you there was a little piece of magic. And now what I'm going to do is demystify and take you through how that magic is created. So inside of the cognitive services, we have a process called a face API. And if I look at this and smile, what this is doing is it's going away and finding the unique signature based on aspects of my face. And because of the lighting, it's detecting that it's me. I'm 32, so I'm a little younger than I am. But it's 57% sure that it sees me in that photo. Now, you might have seen earlier during Satya's presentation, there was a piece where Uber drivers are actually using this technology to identify that the person who's driving the Uber before they pick you up is actually the person who's authorized to log into the application. And they're using this technology to make that particular match. If I was to put the Dracula mask on and try this again, actually identified Dracula there. 78% sure that Dracula is there as part of my family. If I was to try that photo that I showed you earlier, I'll just show the photo of my grandma and my daughter. Here's my daughter Indigo, 1 year old, 73% sure, and my grandma at 68% sure that it's seen my grandma in that photo. And if we have a look at the face identification setup, the training set for this, this is my family. There's Dracula, Grandma, Indigo, and myself. But the amazing thing is, there's my training set for Dracula. So that's what it's used to train Dracula. If I was to look at what it's used to train Indigo, my daughter, this is where you see the power of the actual system. So Indigo, I trained off photos when she was 10 years old. There's no photo of her in here when she was young. So it's identified from these photos of her as 10, who she was when I showed a photo of her when she was one. And I'll try one more thing to see if I can actually trick it. See if it can detect me inside of this mask. Now this is probably gonna fail based on the lighting, but I'll give it a shot anyway. Can I trick the AI? Yes, I can. So the lighting's broken that one, but it hadn't seen me wearing that mask. So if it had picked me up with that mask on, it would have actually identified the fact I was wearing something and taken it out of the equation. So it's amazing technology, and it's something that is changing the way that we think about applications using APIs and artificial intelligence. And with that, I'd like to invite onto the stage David and Richard from Plexure to take you through some examples of how they're using the cognitive services in practical examples within their organization and creating bots and working with Lewis, which is the language understanding platform for natural language processing. Thank you very much.